Cosmo and the Secret Spell, written by Gwyneth Reese and read by Sophie Aldred.
Chapter 1. Cosmo the kitten was now 10 months old, which meant that he almost wasn't a kitten anymore. He wasn't a fully grown adult cat yet either, though, and the witch family he lived with had started to call him a teenage cat, which they seemed to think was very funny every time they said it.
"Father, what is a teenage cat exactly?"
Cosmo asked his father, Mephisto, one morning. His father looked up from licking his jet black fur and seemed about to reply, but instead his nose started twitching and the only sound he made was,
"Ah, ah, ah, choo!"
as he sneezed everywhere. The noise brought Scarlet, the witch girl they lived with, running into the room.
"That's your fifth sneeze this morning, Mephisto, and you've been sneezing like that since yesterday. You must have caught a cold, and you know what that means."
Mephisto meowed loudly in protest, because he knew what was coming next. Since witch cats like Mephisto and Cosmo were known for their powerful magic sneezes, which witches used to help with their spells, a witch cat with a cold was a very great problem. They might sneeze anywhere at any time, and that meant they might cause all sorts of unintended spells to be activated.
"You'll have to go into quarantine until your cold is over," Scarlet said firmly. "I'll make up a nice cozy cat bed for you in the spare room and put the litter tray in there too. We'll bring you plenty of food and drink, but you must stay put until you stop sneezing."
Cosmo looked on while a grumbly Mephisto was carried upstairs by Scarlet. Cosmo's mother wasn't going to like this one bit, he thought, since it meant she was going to have to look after her 8 new kittens all by herself. Cosmo went out through the kitchen cat flap to look for his mother, a beautiful, pure white, short-haired cat called India. It was a lovely sunny day, and he soon found her out in the garden, trying to wash 3 of her kittens at the same time. 3 more kittens were playing together on the grass nearby, while another was chasing a bumblebee, despite the fact that India was mewing at it to stop unless it wanted to get stung. The smallest kitten, who looked the most similar to Cosmo, came rushing over to chase his older brother's tail.
"Go away, Kit!"
Cosmo hissed, impatiently flicking his tail out of the way. Whereas Cosmo was almost completely black with 4 white paws and a white tip to his tail, the youngest kitten had a completely black tail and only 3 white paws. The kittens were 8 weeks old and full of energy, and Cosmo's parents had yet to give any of them names. Instead, the 4 female kittens were all called Kitty, and the 4 males were all called Kit, which Cosmo thought was a very unsatisfactory arrangement.
"We're going to have to give them proper names soon, aren't we, Mother?" Cosmo said, not for the first time.
"I've told your father that's his job," India meowed back. "I'm far too busy to be naming kittens as well as keeping them all clean. Where is he, by the way?"
"Scarlet thinks he's got a cold, and she's shutting him up in the spare room," Cosmo replied.
"What? You mean he's not coming to help me?"
"It's not his fault, Mother,"
Cosmo mewed, while carefully heading back towards the house as he sensed what was coming next.
"Well, I can't wash 8 kittens all at the same time," India protested. "Cosmo, I think you're old enough now to help with keeping them clean, so..."
But Cosmo had already disappeared round the side of the house and out into the front garden. It was bad enough trying to keep himself clean, let alone washing his baby brothers and sisters as well. Besides, he was a teenage cat now, and he was fairly sure that teenage cats did not look after baby kittens. He was no ordinary teenage cat either, he reminded himself. He was a witch cat, just like his father, and the older he got, the more powerful his own magic sneezes were becoming.